Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson and an interesting investigation of the odd multiverse of Gina Rodriguez. Now, more than 10 years ago, I worked with my old friend Angela Ortiz on her startup of an entertainment news website called Safika Online, which she told me means something like "what's up" or "what's happening" in Spanish. Oh, the slug, entertainment news about Latinos in front and behind the camera. And we cover just about everything, actors, directors, writers, producers, and all the stuff they made for TV and in theaters and everywhere in between. Pretty weird for me, since I'm just about as white as a human being can be, but strangely, there are no websites covering entertainment news for Swedish Americans, not even for all Scandinavians in general. I mean, it's a scandal, you know? Anyway, Safika Online is still around, doing great, link in the show notes. And I still kick in over there every now and again. I mean, I have to. Angie and her wife are the godparents of my kids, after all. And I tell you, we had a great time for years and years. And among the many great things we got to do was to interview a bunch of upcoming young Latino actors, male and female, when they were just beginning to make themselves known back in the day. And today, it is amazing and gratifying to see how many of these talented young folks have now become talented grown-up folks, hugely successful forces in the industry, since we sat down with them in our little makeshift studio or in one junket or another. In a few years' time, I got to be part of interviews for folks like America Ferrera, Jenna Ortega, Justina Machado, Rosalind Sanchez, Stephanie Beatriz, and Gina Rodriguez. Now, Gina Rodriguez has always been impressive, even back when she was a starlet, and isn't that a horrible word, back when she first got noticed for that cool little indie musical she did, Philly Brown. That was more than a decade ago now. And we got to interview her then, and again a couple of years later when she came out with Jane the Virgin, and then again, as I recall, a few years after that when she was the voice of Carmen Sandiego in the animated series, which may be coming back as a live-action feature, and she's involved. And of course, she was one of the amazing voices on Lin-Manuel Miranda's music video for Puerto Rican Hurricane Relief, Almost Like Praying, which you can and should listen to again if you haven't already. There's a link to it on YouTube in the show notes. It still makes me cry. Anyway, each time we got a chance to talk to her again, I thought, man, this is a smart young woman. She is here for the long haul. And as it turns out, she was. And she is. And now she seems to be existing on two different and weirdly related tracks, with a second season of her sitcom Not Dead Yet on ABC, and in a very fast and clever rom-com, doing very well with everybody but the critics, I guess, over on Netflix, a movie called Players. What's the connection? Well, I don't think it was intentional, though I think they must have noticed it at some point, but these two completely different performances from two completely different companies offer up two different versions of what might be the same character in two different universes. No, seriously, you have to think about it. In Players, she plays a journalist named Mac in a slowly dying newspaper working on a dead-end beat of local sports when she really wants to be a writer for, quite literally, the big leagues. She's got a tough boss and a bunch of very cool and quirky friends, and they spend most of their time bantering and doing plays, bits where they pick up men and women at bars around the city just to have wonderful sex and then move on. Until Mac meets a very impressive Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, Pulitzer Prize nominated writer that she is truly attracted to, and the game suddenly gets serious. It's a light, fast, frothy little rom-com that's fully self-aware of the genre and has great fun with it. And Gina, along with her best friends, especially Damon Wayans Jr. and Tom Ellis, yeah, Lucifer himself, both in very toned-down and terrific performances, are great. Gina is bubbly and smart and super expressive and, come on, totally hot, even when she's just hanging around. How she looked like that just months after she had a baby, I do not know. But anyway, meanwhile, simultaneously, Gina is also playing Nell in Not Dead Yet, where she is also in a dead-end job, this one writing the obituaries, for an entirely different but basically identical dying multimedia daily, this one in L.A., where she dreams of being a real writer again after breaking up with a long-term boyfriend halfway around the world and returning to her old haunts. And yes, there's another group of quirky but cool friends, lots of fast banter, some romance, a tough boss, and another great performance. But this time, Gina's character is, well, she's kind of a schlub. She's defeated. She feels very bad about herself and where she's ended up in her life as she approaches 30 and still single. And though she's in the same place, working the same kind of job with similar support systems and similar ambitions, she is the opposite of Mac on Players. And she is equally as convincing and enjoyable and well worth watching in both places. It's really a testament to Gina Rodriguez's skill as an actress to create two characters from almost the same place, telling wildly different versions of kind of the same story, and making it work, at least for me, in both places. Now, for some reason, I've noticed a lot of bad reviews for Player all over the place, and frankly, I don't get it. It's a rom-com, people. It's not a serious romantic drama. It's like being disappointed because your excellent pastrami sandwich doesn't taste like filet mignon. I mean, they're both great. They're entirely different. And I do not see how you couldn't enjoy the sparks that were flying between Wayans and Rodriguez and not appreciate for exactly what it is, a romantic comedy. Say it with me now. Anyway, Players is on Netflix and worth a watch. Take a look and tell me if you thought it was as much fun as I did. Better Off Dead just started up its second season, and you can catch that on NBC or Hulu every week for the next few weeks. You could do way worse in short-form TV, especially in comedy and especially right now. In fact, I'm not sure there's another half-hour comedy I'm bothering to watch at all. And maybe Animal Control on Fox, but pretty much that's it. And whatever Gina decides to keep doing or do again or do next, whether it's acting or singing or writing or directing or being a mom or all of the above, she is definitely worth watching. Oh, and Gina, if you want to sit down for another interview, I mean with me or Sophia Online or anyone, hey, call me. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.